Chapter 2, Sankhya Yoga. Sanjaya said to him who was thus overcome by pity and whose eyes were filled with tears, downcast and despairing, Madhusudana spoke these words. The Holy Lord said, whence has come this faint-heartedness of yours in the time of danger? Ignoble, not leading to heaven, but to disgrace, O Arjuna. At no time should you entertain such cowardice, unsuitable. Abandon this faint-heartedness and stand up, O scorcher of foes. Arjuna said, but how can I in battle fight with arrows, Madhusudana, against Bhishma and Drona too, who are worthy of reverence? Better that I eat the food of beggary instead of my slaying these great-souled gurus. If I kill them, my enjoyments in this world of wealth and desires will all be stained with blood. Indeed, I cannot tell which will be better, that we should conquer them or they conquer us. The sons of Dhritarashtra stand facing us, after whose slaying we would not wish to live. Weakness and pity overcome my being. With mind in confusion, I supplicate you. Oh, say decidedly, what is my duty? I am your disciple. Do you direct me? I see nothing that can remove this sorrow that dries up my senses, though I should attain the unrivaled and prosperous dominion over the earth and mastery over the gods. Sanjaya said, having said this to Govinda, Arjuna, scorcher of his foes, then further said, I shall not fight, and fell into a silence deep. To him who thus was despondent, in the midst of the two armies, O Bharata, as though smiling, Hrishikesha then spoke these words. The Holy Lord said, you have been mourning for those who should not be mourned for, though you speak words of wisdom, for the wise grieve not for the living or the dead. Truly there never was a time when I was not, nor you nor these lords of men, nor in the future a time when we shall cease to be. As to the embodied, childhood, youth, and old age arise in turn, so he gets another body. The wise are not confused by this.